知行如语。Listen and share.
The baby in my house.我房中的婴儿，I got married when I was 17, pretty young, since my husband and I were both going to college and had a job. We didn't even try thinking about getting our own place. A year passed and we lived in the dorm, where my mother said she found this gorgeous old house in a small town somewhere close to our college. It was like a duplex, housing two families. Brett, my husband,said we should move in. My mother and I made a deal that we helped her buy the house. Soon enough, we bought it, before Brad and I even had seen it. Finally, it was time for us to move in. It was on our Christmas break, and we had gotten everything packed up. We followed the moving van, and soon we entered the small town. It didn't look very modern.The houses were huge and old-looking. It seemed like a dreary place, full of shadows. All of a sudden, there were less and less houses as we drove on, and they'd become shabbier, uglier. Is our house going to be the ugliest, most isolated one? I asked. No, our house has been fixed up. It's so pretty. And it's a bit isolated in the woods.She replied. Woods? As soon as I thought of it, woods appeared, and we drove by them. After a couple of miles, a big house loomed up in front of us. It was huge, and just as Mom said, beautiful. It didn't look shabby, just old and mysterious. Great, I thought. This would be fun. Moving in.
我17岁时结的婚，年纪还很小，因为我和丈夫都有工作还要上大学，所以根本就没有想过找一个属于我俩的住处。一年过去了，我们还是住宿舍。一天，妈妈告诉我，她在离我们俩大学不远的一个小镇上发现了一间很漂亮的老房子，那是一个连排别墅，可以住两家人。我丈夫布拉德说，我们应该住进去。我和妈妈约定，我们和她一起把房子买下来。很快，在我和布拉德还没见过房子的情况下，我们就把它买下了。到了我们要搬到那儿的时候了，当时正是圣诞节假期，我们已经将所有东西都打包好了。跟着搬运车，我们很快就到了那个小镇。那看起来不怎么现代，房子很大很古旧，这到处都是阴影，显得很沉闷。突然，路旁的房子越来越少，也更破败丑陋。我问，我们的房子不会是最丑陋最孤零零的吧？妈妈回答说，不，我们的房子已经修整过了，很漂亮，不过确实有点偏僻，在森林里。森林？我正想着，我们就经过了一片森林。又开了几公里，我们面前出现了一座大房子，它很大，而且正如妈妈所说，很漂亮，看起来一点也不破败，只是有点旧，有点神秘。太棒了，我想，这里一定会很有趣，搬家喽。
现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。
I got married when I was 17, pretty young.我17岁时结的婚，年纪还很小。Since my husband and I were both going to college and had a job. 因为我和丈夫都有工作还要上大学。We didn't even try thinking about getting our own place.
所以根本就没有想过找一个属于我俩的住处。 A year passed and we lived in the dorm. 一年过去了，我们还是住宿舍。 When my mother said she found this gorgeous old house in a small town somewhere close to our college. 一天，妈妈告诉我，她在离我们俩大学不远的一个小镇上发现了一间很漂亮的老房子。 It was like a duplex, housing two families. 那是一个连排别墅，可以住两家人。 Brad, my husband, said we should move in. 我丈夫布拉德说，我们应该住进去。 My mother and I made a deal that we helped her buy the house. 我和妈妈约定，我们和她一起把房子买下来。 Soon enough, we bought it.Before Brad and I even had seen it. 很快，在我和布拉德还没见过房子的情况下，我们就把它买下了。Finally, it was time for us to move in. 到了我们要搬到那的时候了。It was on our Christmas break, and we had gotten everything packed up. 当时正是圣诞节假期，我们已经将所有东西都打包好了。We followed the moving van, and soon,We entered the small town. 跟着搬运车，我们很快就到了那个小镇。It didn't look very modern. The houses were huge and old looking. 那看起来不怎么现代，房子很大很古旧。It seemed like a dreary place full of shadows. 这到处都是阴影，显得很沉闷。All of a sudden, there were less and less houses as we drove on. And they became shabbier.Uglier. 突然，路旁的房子越来越少，也更破败丑陋。Is our house going to be the ugliest, most isolated one? I asked. 我问，我们的房子不会是最丑陋、最孤零的吧？ No, our house has been fixed up. It's so pretty. 妈妈回答说，不，我们的房子已经修整过了，很漂亮。And it's a bit isolated in the woods.She replied, 不过确实有点偏僻，在森林里。Woods? As soon as I thought of it, woods appeared, and we drove by them. 森林？我正想着，我们就经过了一片森林。After a couple of miles, a big house loomed up in front of us. 又开了几公里，我们面前出现了一座大房子。It was huge, and just as Mom said, beautiful.它很大，而且正如妈妈所说，很漂亮。It didn't look shabby, just old and mysterious. 看起来一点也不破败，只是有点旧，有点神秘。Great, I thought, this would be fun, moving in. 太棒了，我想，这里一定会很有趣，搬家喽。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
Somewhat 意思是稍微有几分，和我们第三段里的 a bit 以及在别的课文里学到过的 kind of 意思都非常接近。He is somewhat of a musician， 他可算是个音乐家。我们再来看看几个 some 的词语，比如说 some when 在某个时候， somewhere 意思是在某个地方， some why 指的是出于某种原因。Make a deal 做生意，说定。Deal 本身可以表示交易，在口语当中，我们常说 That's a deal。这个意思可不是那是笔交易哦，而是表示就这么说定了，一言为定。我们来看看这组对话。You pay for the supper and I will treat you a movie, okay? It's a deal. 你付晚饭钱，我请你看电影怎么样？一言为定。Break 表示休息、假期。比如暑假我们就可以说 summer break， 课间休息的时候老师一般都会说好好休息一下吧， let's have a break。 coffee break 指的是休息一下喝杯咖啡。 pack up 打包整理东西，我们可以用这个词组来表示，比如说 he packed up his things and left， 他把东西打点好就走了。在中文里我们常说打包走人，在英文中类似的 pack up 也有结束的意思，例如 It's time to pack up， 到收工的时候了。
故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。